It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're about to meet two people who've been trying to understand North Korea. One is a writer who worked there. The other coordinates efforts to spy there. They're both trying to get glimpses into the secretive nation that said it conducted a nuclear test this week. We begin with a man named Joseph Dutroni. Even as the United Nations considers punishment against North Korea, Dutroni's job is to figure out what its secretive government is doing. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on the North Korea mission manager for U.S. intelligence.
Like most career CIA spies, Joe Dutroni has lived most of his life out of public view. But you get a sense of what kind of man we're dealing with from a passage on page 268 of the book Charlie Wilson's War. It was a bestseller a few years back. So our scene is 1984, and the CIA was trying to convince China to become the major arms merchant for rebels in Afghanistan. As the book tells it, that deal was sealed thanks to the efforts of a brilliant young CIA station chief in Beijing. His colleagues called him Broadway Joe, a tribute to his New York roots and big personality. Broadway Joe persuaded China that selling weapons to Afghan guerrillas would be the best way to stick it to the Soviets. Broadway Joe was Joe Dutroni.
Joe is an Italian-American in the very best sense, full of life, just a terrific pleasant person, fun to be with.
That's David Straub. He was running the Korea desk at the State Department in 2003 when Joe Dutroni arrived as a top negotiator on the North Korea issue. Dutroni held that job until January of this year when he announced he was leaving to go work for National Intelligence Chief John Negroponte as the first ever North Korea mission manager. Dutroni brings a lot to the table. He served as CIA Beijing station chief not once but twice. He speaks fluent Mandarin. But there's no doubt Dutroni faces some challenges. North Korea is one of only three countries assigned its own mission manager within the U.S. intelligence world. The others are Iran and the Cuba-Venezuela axis. All three jobs were created this year, and while it's still early days, there are questions about whether this reorganization will make much difference. Several former colleagues of Dutroni's we contacted, all of whom praise him personally, wondered whether he wields enough clout to cut through interagency bureaucracy. Dutroni's friend, David Straub, who's now teaching at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, believes that's still a problem for Negroponte's office overall.
I think the issue is how the organization as a whole is doing and whether other elements of the intelligence community are going to cooperate as fully as they should.
Dutroni declined to speak for this story, but a spokesman for Negroponte's office, Carl Kropf, insists that Joe Dutroni is getting great cooperation and respect from all 16 U.S. spy agencies. Just take this week with North Korea's apparent nuclear test, Kropf says. Dutroni has been everywhere, briefing the National Security Council, members of Congress, tracking all the intelligence coming in, trying to figure out what it means.
So, you know, Joe is an integral member of that effort, and he is, in fact, leading the intelligence community's efforts to determine exactly what happened in North Korea.
James Lilly is another ex-CIA chief in Beijing. He went on to become U.S. ambassador to Seoul and Beijing and became a good friend of Dutroni's along the way. Lilly says he's not worried about Dutroni holding his own in Washington turf battles. The man's got the credentials, Lilly says. People will listen to him.
But I think Joe knows perfectly well the real guts of this problem is where he really excels, which is in the human collection side, where you've got to get at this. And it seems as you work towards a desperate North Korea that seems to be becoming somewhat unstuck, the opportunities are there.
Lilly points to North Korean diplomats turning up in places like Vienna and Berlin wearing Gucci loafers, or North Korean leader Kim Jong-il's own son, who a few years ago was caught sneaking into Japan on a false passport. He said he wanted to visit Tokyo Disneyland. Lilly argues the North Korean regime is vulnerable. U.S. intelligence ought to be able to penetrate it. That's a mission for which Joe Dutroni, a.k.a. Broadway Joe, would seem to be tailor-made. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.